All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
You almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Hello and welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Well, we used to be. They have brought Outlander back.
Oh.
So we're kind of screwed.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, can't beat that one.
Well, you know.
I mean, it is. But, you know, in defense, it is a Scottish show today, so kind of works out, you know.
Yeah, you know, the one nice thing is before that happened, we were up against McHale's Navy. And as much as I do love Ernest Borgnine, we were whipping their rear end. So, you know.
Well, we are beating the Louis Rukeyser reruns on Wall Street Week. But, you know, they're from the 80s, so.
I was going to say, you just showed your age, boy.
Yeah.
Well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And Made Man Maury.
Good morning, Bob. I've got my wellies on. I'm ready to attack the basement and the dampness.
And good old boy Justin.
Thank God for the darkness in the basement.
He does like a dark place.
I do.
He's like a mushroom. We just keep him in the dark and feed him poop.
Yeah.
Well,
at least we don't have to look at him.
Yeah, well, that's the best part about being dark. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, Brent without his pants.
It's like having a show with Gollum over in the corner.
I like the fact that we've gotten the basement a little dimmer. This way we can ignore the fact that Brent has no pants.
I try to ignore that fact every time, but...
But we don't have to see it. It's less in our face.
But he doesn't own pants, so...
Right.
You know.
We own one pair.
We call him Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
Definitely
you
Winnie
own a
Pooh's.
Pair. We haven't seen them, but we'll believe you.
Yeah, definitely. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. So today is a Scotch show.
All I have is a bottle of very, very, very old Scotch. Whiskey!
That's right, Scotty. So today we have... From Tamnivuan, we have the Tamnivuan Single Malt Scotch Whiskey White Wine Cask Edition. We have the Tamnivuan Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Sherry Cask Edition. The Tamnivuan Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Red Wine Cask Edition. The Tamnivuan Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Double Cask. And from Benriach, we have the Benriach Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Malting Season 3rd Edition. The Benriach The 16 Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. From Balvenie, we have the Balvenie 19-year-old Revelation of Cask and Character. And we have from Diageo, the Muckety Muck Single Grain Scotch Whiskey 26-year. So,
16, 19, and 26, I'm lucky.
Can you add them up?
Nope.
Me either.
Yeah. I cannot add them, but I'm lucky.
I've got a calculator.
I think those are my Mega Millions numbers.
you should play those numbers tonight. So.
Yeah.
So let's have Justin tell us all about our SIPs ratings.
Oh, God. Buckle up, everyone.
Again, it's against my better judgment, but he's the only one that knows how to do it. So, you know.
One sip.
Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
That does not sound like Bob Marley.
Water.
Yeah, that's definitely not Bob Marley.
Two sips.
Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
I think that's Sean Connery with a speech impediment.
I thought he had a stroke.
Or that. Or both.
Three sips.
Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips.
Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
You expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Five sips.
Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. In case you're wondering, yes, we have filed the paperwork for a government grant for this show for employing Justin because...
Special needs.
Obviously, he's different.
He's special.
Bless his heart. So let's move on to
I mean, in his defense, it only took him three tries to the refrigerator to get water.
That's true.
Yeah. three for four bottles, so better than one bottle a trip.
And he didn't come back with 16 bottles the last time, which is what we pretty much kind of figured. So yeah. Well, let's have Maury tell us all about our first distillery.
Why, thank you, Bob. Our first distillery, the Tam Nivouwen, was opened in 1966 in response of the early 1960s whiskey boom. Built by Invergordon Distillers, when it opened, it had six stills and, for a period, Saladin Maltings.
Saladin.
That too.
Yep.
In 1993, Invergordon was purchased by White and McKay, and in 1995, due to a downturn in the whiskey market, the distillery was mothballed, and apart from a brief resurrection in 2000, it remained closed until 2007, when White and McKay was purchased by Indian giant United Spirits. In 2014, it was again sold to the Philippine-based Emperador, the current owners. It was refurbished and reopened in 2016. Tam Nivouwen was the fastest growing single malt globally in 2020, and in 2021 was the number four brand by volume in the UK. Shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Our first whiskey is the Tam Nivouwen White Wine Cask Finish. It comes in at 40% ABV, and it is 80 proof. Tam Nivouwen has a tradition of double cask maturation, and this expression is no exception. The whiskey for this expression starts out aging in American oak barrels before being moved to second maturation in Sauvignon Blanc wine casks. The color is very light. It's a very pale yellow to gold. The nose, it's actually opened up quite a bit. When I first opened this and poured it, I felt that the nose was virtually invisible. But over time, the nose has really opened up, and its patience has rewarded us.
All the Tam Nivouwens need time, and they all need water.
Yes, I was getting to that, and thank you. This one, although it tastes relatively light, it did benefit from water. I felt like the palate was relatively short. It was relatively thin at first, but air and water rewarded you and delivered some layers of added complexity. The finish was still relatively short. This is a really nice entry-level whiskey. It's well made, but you cannot just open it and drink it. It needs time, and with time you will be rewarded. Well made, definitely something you could quaff and sip on all day by the pool. It's light, it's refreshing, it's an easy sipper. I hate to use the word entry level, but for me, I thought this was a very nice entry level introduction to Tam Nivouwen. Brent, what'd you think?
Yeah, on the nose, right off the bat, I got this like fruit bowl that was like dominated by green apples. And those green apples followed through on the palate with a little bit of honey. My biggest complaint about this is it's kind of I kind of got like an alcohol finish to it. You know, where there's no
flavor.
There
was a little chemical astringency to the finish.
Yeah, just
less
on the
flavor.
Finish.
I would agree with you there.
And stuff. But that was my only, but I enjoyed it. It's fresh. You know, it's got fresh. A lot of freshness to it, you know.
Yeah, it's light, it's fresh, it's refreshing.
It's a green apple to me. I mean, it's like, Justin?
So, on the nose, it was like sweet and malty for me. I got a lemon hit. Got a little bit of creme de menthe at the end of the nosing. On the palate, it was sweet for me. I got plums, grapefruit, and like wine grapes. On the finish, it was pleasant and short till I added water and let it sit around for a while. And then it got really, really long. And then I got that alcohol finish all the way in my back palate.
Right.
How far back was it?
All the way back. That's to the tonsils. Mm-hmm.
You still have your tonsils?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Is that rare?
So what's wrong with you?
I don't know. In my era, pretty much every kid had those things ripped out of them. You know, it was just like, yeah. I mean, he's got a sore throat. Yeah, we're taking those. Yeah. And just it's automatically pretty much pulled out.
What, it's a baby boomer thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think you millennials don't have that.
I'm all X, baby. Generation X. No millennial.
Oh, well, same thing.
Your generation is something. I don't know what. But.
My sister's a millennial. Have you met her? Different.
Oh, yeah. She's different. Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed this one. I really like the nose on it. To me, it was... And it just continues to open up the longer it sits here, but it's just citrus and lemon cookies and little roasted pineapple. It's got like a green apple and like a green grape to it. And just bright and fresh. You know what this reminds me of? You remember, it was a couple years ago we did it. You remember Nika Days?
Yeah.
Okay. Reminds me of Nika Days. You remember how that was like sunshiny and just really bright and just, you know, like springtime? This reminds me of that. I mean, it doesn't taste exactly like it, but it's the same feel that I get out of it. Yeah, it's just... It's really pretty nose and on the palate.
Purdy.
It definitely, again, I think the key to the time of ones is give them time and give them water. When it comes straight out of the bottle, it's a little more viscous, but with a little water, that thins out. I get some fresh hay. There's a creaminess there. Medium finish. Yeah, it's just... The nose on this thing, though, I could smell it all day.
Yeah, initially I thought it was like a grainy finish, you know, like it just kind of felt like grainy over my palate. But, you know, you add that water and it sits around, then it's not there. So,
yeah, this is bright and sunshiny and lovely. Yeah, I mean, it's very, very bright. So we're going to be giving the Tam Nouveau and White Wine Cask Edition a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
And we'll be back to talk about more.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we were discussing some whiskeys from Tam Nouveau. So we just did the White Wine Cask Edition. Lovely 3 sips for that one. So we're going to go on to our next one. We're going to have Brent tell us about that.
Thanks, Bob. This next one is a Tam Nouveau Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Sherry Cask Edition. It's 40% ABV, 80 proof. This expression is first matured in American white oak barrels and finished 3 different types of sherry casks. So the color on this one is a little bit darker than the previous one. Still like a dark copper, kind of like a darker copper color. On the nose, I got some raisins and bananas were like the first thing that popped out on me. Then I add a little bit of water to it, and then I got a little the milk chocolate came out in it, a little bit of orange. Then on the palate, the same thing. You needed to add water, you know, but I got, it's like a syrup with, syrup over, melons, you know, like, it's just nice. It was nice. It's just, it was just a nice little flavor there. You wouldn't think they would go together, but it does. The finish on this one, another one, the finish wasn't long. The syrup followed through, the melons followed through, but it just kind of was there. You know, I think this one is, somebody said that it's over in Scotland, that they put a little pitcher of water there with you, and you can fill your glass with that and stuff. I think Bob was telling us that, and I can see where this would fit into that category. You would just get your glass, fill it with water, and drink it and enjoy it. Justin?
So I definitely got raisins, orange, and bananas on the nose, a little bit of like hot cocoa on the palate. The syrup was undeniably there. And then I got like kind of a cream of wheat thing going on. The finish without the water was like pretty oaky, but still smooth. After I added water, the oakiness was gone. It was just like smooth and sweet. Like you said, the maple syrup followed through, but only after water for me. What'd you think, Maury?
You know, I pretty much agree with everything you both have said. This whiskey for me right out of the bottle was definitely a few notches down. Air and water, and I'm not sure which is the major player, has definitely helped it quite a bit. I agree. It's sweet. It's mapley. It's got some spice and apricot. I felt that everything about it was... uncomplicated. It's not an overly complex whiskey, but there's nothing inherently wrong with it. It's just a little bit more simplified, if I could describe it that way. I enjoyed it. I wouldn't pour it out, and I think it's well made.
Well, I'm definitely enjoying it now that it's had a chance to sit, for sure.
It's definitely improved. Patience will be rewarded.
Because the sherry notes are really starting to actually, just now, really starting to come out. And with the water and with time, I'm getting it. And the one thing I do like about it is they didn't, like we always talk about, cast finishes, people overdoing it and covering it up. They didn't drop this into a sherry cast and just let it sit there so it tastes like a glass of sherry. They didn't over finish it, which is a pet peeve of mine. I think they took it out in time. I think they got what they were looking for out of the barrels. You get that raisininess. Orange, the banana is definitely there. Before I added water, I got like a ginger snap cookie, like the tip of the nose. That sort of went to the background. But on the palate, hold on. Again, a nice maple syrup. I definitely get the sherry notes. Mid palate to back palate. And it gives a nice warm finish to it. Not particularly long, but it's there. Nice.
You know, what gets me on this one is that everything that's on the nose doesn't follow through to the palate.
Not at all. They're completely different whiskeys.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange about that. There's very few that do that, and this is one of those.
Yeah, I know, but I always kind of find it really cool when it's...
Well, yeah.
That's because you're a geek.
When it tastes exactly like it smells, it's like, it, you know, but when it doesn't, it's kind of, you think some of the notes.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd think those, some of the notes from the from your nose would follow through to your palate, and they're just not there, though.
Yeah. Yeah, completely different. Completely different on the palate. But, I mean, well-made, well-finished, you know, solid whiskey. So we're going to give the Tom Neville and Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Sherry Cask Edition 3 sips.
Interesting.
So we're going to go to Justin for our next whiskey from Tom Neville.
Now we're going to talk about Tom Neville Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Red Wine Cask Edition. It's 40% alcohol by volume or 80 proof. This expression is initially matured in American oak before finishing and casks that previously held American Cabernet Sauvignon. On the nose, I got cream of wheat, violets, oak. On the palate, black cherries, marmalade, figs. On the finish, it was all back palate before. And I did add some thyme and some water. And it's still an all back palate finish. It's like a little bit sweet, a little bit spicy. It was pleasant, though. What'd you think, Maury?
I agree with you. I would describe it exactly the same. The notes, tasting notes, talk about a lot of things on the nose that I just didn't get. The brioche, the spice dusting, the vanilla, toasted oak. I found like the palate was not one note, but a little less complex than I'm used to. The finish was, you know, relatively short and pleasant. It was definitely a pleasant pour. It was enjoyable. It was well made. It just, I found it to be just a little light and a little overly simplified for my palate and my expectations. I just expected more. Brent, what do you think?
Yeah, to me, I had the nose was very muddled when I first got an added water, and it's a floral kind of nose that that pops out to me. And on the palate, I'm getting those dark fruits, you know, that come through. But the on the finish, it just kind of short, just like stops. It's just doesn't last
again. Like all of them, it's better than when I first poured it. I think that right out of the bottle, these are definitely a notch below. But patience, again, my theme, patience will be rewarded, and perhaps a little bit of water. And I'm not really sure which was more important, the water or the time, but both air and water have done these whiskeys well. And they're definitely much more enjoyable now than they were right out of the bottle.
Yes. I'm getting a finish now. This one I actually added a good bit of water to. Now I actually get a finish. It's staying with me. Before it was, you know, short to medium. Now it's medium, bordering almost on long. But yeah, I definitely get the flowers on this. I get the brioche. The oak was more pronounced on the nose before I added water, but it's still there. It's like a fresh cut, kind of fresh oak. And on the palate, hold on. On the palate, I get coconut. The oak, I can still get that nice fresh oak. There's a creaminess, the maltiness to it. And on the finish, I get more, you know, almost a baking spice. It's got a little bit of a spicy baking spice to it. Mid-tongue. Back palate, not so much. Front, a little bit more mid-palate for me. But, you know, for the price of Tamnivuan, you know, these are solid whiskeys. So if you see them, definitely grab one. So we're going to give the Tamnivuan single malt Scotch whiskey red wine cask edition 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our last one, which is the Tamnivuan single malt Scotch whiskey double cask, 40% ABV, 80 proof. This one is first aged in American oak barrels before being finished in some sherry casks. On the nose, I get honey, toffee, a little bit of marshmallow, a little bit of apple, and a little bit of pear. And on the palate, let's see. I still get the pear on that. I get the pineapple on it. And sort of a cream of wheat, kind of creamy barley note to it. What do you think, Brent?
Yeah, this one get a lot, so much going on with the nose on this one. You know, every time you come back to it, you get something different. And initially I got apples and honey and the marzipan notes. And now that it's come back, I'm getting that marmalade, a little bit of chocolate on there. And
there is a little chocolate.
A little chocolate on it now.
I don't know if it's like water. Milk chocolate or is it more like a hot cocoa kind of chocolate?
Yeah, it's not a dry chocolate, but
there's definitely like a cocoa butter, like a white chocolate there, but
yeah. And the same with the palate then. first, I just got, I basically just got pears and pineapples and like a little bit of a barley to it, note to it and stuff. Now I'm getting that chocolate on it, on the, you know, on the palate, a little bit of, a little bit of peaches on there too. Some fruits, really come out in this. The fruits and the, it's more enjoyable now. I mean, every one of these, you know, we've said it over and over already, but yeah, it's, I'm enjoying this one more than I did, you know, when we first.
Well, if there's anything notes. That comes out of it, it's, and I mean, same thing when we do the wine shows, give it some air. It's been locked in that bottle for how long? You know, it was locked in a barrel for how many years, and it was locked in a bottle for how many months or years? Give it time, give it air, give it a little water, and, you know, more often than not, you will be rewarded. What do you think, Justin?
On the nose, it was really complex. It was like a classic French bakery for me, like malt, dark chocolate, cinnamon, honey, pistachio cream filling, and demerara sugar. On the palate, I got like pears, pineapples. Something reminded me of cream of wheat. And the finish was pleasant and short. It was kind of fun. Wish I could make a pastry that tasted like this.
It's kind of like a fruit tart at Bouchon Bakery.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Well, this was the most transformative whiskey that I've had in a long time. I really didn't care for it when I first poured it.
Well, if it makes you feel better, it didn't like you either. But,
yeah.
But now the two of you have made friends, so everything's cool.
I described it in one word. Poof. It was there and it was gone. And it was very simple, very closed, very one note, very nothing. And now it's just like blossomed. It's like we watered it. We gave it some sunshine. We gave it some oxygen. And the flower has blossomed. And it's gone from like a withering little green plant to something interesting and enjoyable. So, I think I agree with everything that's been said. I think Justin hit the nail on the head in terms of a lot of his description. I think it's really pleasant.
Wait, Justin.
Justin. Justin like, actually got it right.
The Justin here, the one at the table.
My friend Justin, yes.
Oh, I thought you were like, okay, so not another Justin, like our Justin.
Our Justin.
Son of a gun. Hey, Brent. Our Justin.
I know.
He got it right. He nailed it. I think it's really pleasant. I think it's just the problem is the American way is people want to pop the cork and drink it in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
This is a whiskey that needs 45 minutes in the glass if you want to enjoy it.
Yeah. Well,
there's a reason it takes us all day to record a couple of shows. You know, our shows are 52-minute shows, and it takes a while to record them. And there's a reason it takes a while, because more often than not, whatever we're tasting, whiskeys, other distilled spirits, wines, they all change.
I thought it was because people didn't show up on time.
Well, that too. But you know, that's just because harm doesn't own a watch.
They're hungover because some of our people's drinking interferes with their drinking.
That's true. Well, sometimes drinking does get in the way of your drinking. I mean, to be fair.
Don't drink this like a Miami Vice shooter, which gets more and more nasty as it gets out of the fridge.
Yeah.
Give it time.
No, I mean, honestly, I plan on going back to these Tam Nivu ones as the show goes on, because they're continuing to evolve and they're continuing to open up. And I'm like you, this one for me was the weakest one of all, but now I'm liking this one best of all. It's just, this one's just really blossomed for me. The nose is fantastic. Oh, lovely. Well, we're going to be giving the Tam Nivu one, single malt scotch whiskey double cask, a well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
So we're going to have Brent tell us about our next whiskey and our next distillery.
Thanks, Bob. This is the Benriach single malt scotch whiskey malting season third edition. 48.3% ABV or 96.6 proof. This expression is produced using barley that is malted from the distillery's own malt floor maltings. The floor malting method is a highly skilled process requiring the delicate and skilled hand of a team of dedicated craftspeople. After being steeped in water, the barley is spread across the malting room floor and turned over by hand over several days to allow for optimum germination of the barley. If you've ever seen this done, it's a really neat process. They're using their keen eye. The malting team decides when the barley is ready to move to the kiln, and the iconic pagoda-shaped chimney comes alive. Benriach is one of the one of only seven distilleries in Scotland that continues the century-old tradition.